Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
Christ, our Passover. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Exodus 12:13. The Jews of the world have been keeping their annual feast of the Passover for almost 3,500 years, fulfilling the ancient prophecy, "And you shall observe this thing for an ordinance to you and to your sons forever." This was the beginning of the nation of Israel when they left Egyptian slavery behind and started their trek to the Promised Land. The lamb had been slain and eaten, its blood placed on the doorposts, and the Lord had spared all their firstborn sons when the destroyer passed through the land of Egypt. The feast was intended not only to memorialize the ancient deliverance, but also to anticipate the coming day when the Lamb of God would take away the sin of the world. The night before Christ was crucified, he told his disciples, "With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not any more eat thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Thereupon, the Lord established his supper, which Christians will continue to observe to show the Lord's death till he come. He fulfilled all that the Passover prophesied when he shed his blood on the cross. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast with sincerity and truth. Now we look forward to an even greater supper when Christ returns, for the promise is this to all who believe: blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.